In his first days as an archaeologist for the California State Parks Department, in January 1981, Breck Parkman conducted a step-by-step survey of the newly acquired Olympali lands north of Novato. In addition to extensive artifacts from the many generations of Native people who had been there, Parkman also studied the biggest building at the site. Now known as the Burdell Mansion, the structure began as a simple adobe, occupied by a Miwok chieftain by 1834, which he later sold to Marin County's first assessor, James Black.
And then when his daughter, Maria, got married, he gave his daughter, not his son-in-law, but his daughter, the property. But she didn't want to live in an adobe, so she built a big, beautiful wooden house, two-story, around the adobe, so that the adobe became the inner walls. And then her son, years later, or grandson, inherited the property, and he didn't want to live in a wooden house. He built the big, beautiful stucco mansion in 1911 that encapsulated the earlier wooden house and the earlier adobe in the walls.
This was the grand structure that was badly burned in an electrical fire on Groundhog Day 1969.
I went into the burned-down mansion, and on the floor I saw a pile of burned vinyl records, and there was some tie-dye clothing around it. And I thought about collecting some of the artifacts for the future. Eventually, I did that. I thought, I'll put these away for 100 years until no one is alive that lived in the 60s, and then we'll be able to interpret this time. Turns out we can interpret it a lot sooner than 100 years.
At the time of the fire, the two-story house was home to an expanding commune calling itself the Chosen Family, which, Parkman observes, was atypically diverse.
This was multi-generational, multi-ethnic, multi-political. You know, there were conservatives and what we would call progressives now. There was people that wore cowboy boots and listened to country western. There were people that loved rock and roll. It was a little bit of everything, and you see it in the cultural baggage that they brought there.
Or at least what remained of it after the mansion burned.
I found an unintentional time capsule. Everything that survived the fire in the house, from shoes and pocketbooks and wallets, combs and toothpaste and face creams and the food remains and the dishes and the beer bottles and the beer cans, beads, lots of beads, just a little bit of everything.
But the single most interesting find there, says Parkman, was musical.
I found 93 vinyl records. And I remember I looked at the top of one stack and it was a Beatles record. But over the years, I was able to identify 56 of the records. And it tells an interesting story. I found the most eclectic collection of music there is. I found 7 or 8 show tune albums, South Pacific, West Side Story. I found classical, found jazz, found rock, found country and western, found spoken word, Bill Cosby's 1965 album, Why Is There Air? There were two records that were kind of like the bookends in my mind. One was the versatile Burl Ives. And on the other side, I had Ken Kesey's Acid Test album there.
Both those records, it turns out, were artifacts from a short residency there by the Grateful Dead. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.